Blog Talk Radio.
B-Dub, Jalar.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Thank you for tuning in to 802 Radio. This is an old school episode. We're going to take you back in the days of, the late 80s throughout the mid 90s. You're going to hear music from that era. You know what I'm saying? And even as far as I think the latest one we have is one from 1999. So should be a great show. Just going to play this intro here and wait for my guest host, Kush Kringle, to get on the air and host it with me. So without further ado, let's hit the intro, Black Tear. Was the new intro of 802 Radio. That is a beat that was made for me back in the day called Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? And my special guest, Mr. Kush Kringle, is on the line with me. What's going on, Kush?
Yeah. What's going on with you, Brad? B-Dub?
Hey, not much, bro. Just chilling out. Do you want to let the people know real quick? Give them, a couple minutes of your background, what you do, so that way they can know who's on the line with me?
All right, man. Well, it's your boy Kush Kringle, man. I hail from Annapolis, Maryland. Shout out to the Onion Block, you feel me? I'm basically a rapper, songwriter, lyricist, however you want to title it. Been rapping now for probably 6 years. I've been rapping, but only really started taking it serious a year and a half ago. And it's because my little brother, our dream was to, be rappers and own our own label and clothing line and stuff. And he ended up getting locked up for a long time. So, I had to carry the torch, so I had to take it a little more seriously. And then I started pursuing it. Things been taking off ever since then, my man. You feel me?
And I want to also just say a big shout out to Fleetwood for introducing, Kush to myself, and without him, he would not be on the show right now. And I'm sure you don't mind if I just call you Kush, right? So that way it's simpler. I mean, I'm sure you know I'm talking about you.
Hey, yeah, that's straight, man. You can say Kush. Shout out Fleetwood,
right,
man. Four Piece Radio.
And people may not know this, Fleetwood, if you guys tune into the show, he was actually our, I want to say, third guest that we ever had on the show. So, you know, once again, he's been a huge supporter of the show. And, yeah, I can't thank him enough. So thank you, Fleetwood, if you're listening. Hopefully you're able to call in sometime, homie. But you want to throw your links out there real quick to Kush, so that way the callers in the queue, they can check out your music and, you know, your social media maybe while they're waiting to get on?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You can find me on Facebook, Rashawn. That's R-A-U-S-H-A-W-N. Kush Crinkle as the middle name, and then Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. Instagram, Kush underscore Crinkle. Twitter, Kush underscore Crinkle. I'm on YouTube. Just type in Kush Crinkle. It should pull up all my videos and music, interviews. Also, I'm on Spinrilla. Type in Kush Crinkle on Spinrilla. It'll pull up my first mixtape. And dropping a sequel soon, which is the second one. So, yeah, look me up, man.
All right, and are you ready to get the show underway, bro?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, would you like to do the honors? All you got to do is say Black Terror, send us our first caller, and it will happen.
Well, send us our first caller, Black Terror.
Black Terror, but 413-727.
Yo, hey family, it's Ann Jules in the house. What's up?
What's happening?
Hey,
what's happening? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm calling from Western Massachusetts, repping the 413 right now. Hey,
that's
shout out to Blackout Radio. Shout out to 802 Radio. Shout out to YouTube Black Tear. And yo, hey Kush, what's up?
Hi, what's going on with you, man? You excited? I like the energy.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I love being on this radio show, and I'm actually sticking to my record as being the first caller for I don't know how many times now, but yeah, I'm so grateful to be here. So thank you guys for the opportunity.
Hey, no problem. And real quick, Ann Jules, Kush, what she was talking about was Ann Jules has been a huge supporter of the show alongside, you know, so many others. But she actually had a record once, and we were just, you know, counting something that I was doing, you know, out of, like, you know, just a count and stuff, you know, like a friendly competition, see if she can outdo it. She actually called in once eight times. I think it was eight or nine times. She was the first-time caller. So to be the first caller on the show, you know, that means you have to call in about 10 minutes before, you know, the show airs usually and wait. So that's dedication right there. So she's a true loyal fan, and you'll hear more about her background in a second.
Yeah, that's big,
yeah.
Man. Salute. That's what's up.
Thank you. Thank you. I wish you much success and prosperity on your grind.
Oh, yeah. Gratitude, man. Stay humble.
Yeah,
so, Andrew, would you like to let the callers know and anybody else tuning in a little bit of your background? I mean, I'm sure, obviously, I know about you by now, but why don't you let them know?
Sure.
Yeah,
yeah,
introduce
I'm so
yourself
grateful.
To me. I want
to
know you.
Yeah, most definitely. My name's Ann Jules, A-N-N-J-E-W-E-L-Z. I represent a lot of really great projects. I've got, I'm proud to say that I'm on two Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes as a singer-songwriter. I'm also, so I got to give a shout-out to DJ Flipside for making that happen and Kenny Starr for producing Wu Files 4. You can find me on Wu Files 4 and Wu Files 2. So shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan, the Wu Lords, and Intel. He was the one who hosted Wu Files 4. And the Wu Lords, who's the new generation of Wu-Tang Clan, they're the host of Wu Files 2. So I must represent and give thanks to them. So I'm very proud. Shout out to Untouchable Magazine, John Taylor. You can find me as their first cover girl on that magazine cover with Trey Fitz. And I share the cover. I share the pages with Blackout Radio, CEO, my family, Eddie Powell, Black Tear. So I got to represent for John Taylor, the CEO. Shout out to the Crip Hop Nation. I've been busy, man. I'm on the 10th anniversary CD with Run DMC. Got a track on there, and Wonder Mike's got a track on there, and also my homie Rob the Noise Temple from the Sugar Hill Gang. We got some shine on that album, and that's to represent the disabled, the deaf, the blind, the poor, the sick, the elderly. We give the platform to the people in wheelchairs that can't go out on tour. We help the poor in Africa. We do all kinds of stuff. So I got to represent and give thanks to our founder, Leroy Moore, and DJ Quad, Jesse Quad. So, yeah, and one more thing, a couple more things. You can find me. I'm in a magazine with Snoop Dogg's artist on the cover, Young Zeke. It's called VIP Room Magazine. It's produced by Prince's Paisley Park producer from back in the day. And his name is Love Sexy, so I got to give a shout-out to Lindell Spirit, a.k.a. Love Sexy. But, yeah, I got a lot of things going. I'm writing new music with my man. I'm crossing over genres, but I'm mostly doing hip-hop. I've done a lot of collaborations with a lot of people. Judah Priest. I got a couple names I can't even drop yet. They're so big, we're going to leak it, and that's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up.
And Jules, real quick, I do want to just ask you, because this is actually, Kush's first time actually hosting a radio show. I know it's you're only the first caller, but what do you think? Doesn't he sound? I think he's doing a very great job, don't you? He sounds super professional and everything.
Yes, as a guest myself, I've been a guest artist myself. You're doing a great job. I really love the interview so far, and kudos to you on your grind. Listen, I got my own radio show that OG Mac Dramas just gave me. I do a show, Power Talk with OG, and, you know, I'm a host myself. I'm also doing what you're doing. So, you know, you might want to think about that. But, yeah, keep going, grinding, and I'll support you. I'll check you out, man.
Yeah, I'm going to look you up, too. How do I spell your name so I can look you up?
Yeah, it's my middle name. My real name is Julie Ann. But I incorporated the name Ann, A-N-N is my middle name, Jewels, J-E-W-E-L-Z, Ann Jewels.
And for some reason, Kush, if it doesn't come up, just hit me up after the show and I can send you the link because I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, most definitely do that. I got to check her out.
I think I'm Googled. Yeah, I think you can Google me now. Like, you can type in Ann Jewels and some stuff from, like, Wu-Tang Clan will show up and the Untouchable magazine and everything I pretty much promoted. So, yeah, that's what's up. Thank you so much. I appreciate the time, and I'm a fan of yours, Brad Bourne. So, shout out to Untouchable magazine. Shout out to 802 Radio. Shout out to Blackout Radio. Thank you, guys.
You're at, I think it's three or four shows now. I'll say four. So you're at four shows now. So,
all right, starting in the new record.
Thank you for all the support, Angels.
You're welcome. And Kush, you keep on going. Keep moving, man. Keep moving forward.
No doubt. The grind don't stop, man. We'll be in touch soon. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thank you. Same to you. Blessings to your loved ones, too. Peace, y'all.
Gratitude.
Yeah. All right, before we get to our next caller, I actually got something to say. My special guest host, Kush, if I'm not mistaken, don't you have a show coming up yourself tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I got a show tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, in Minnesota at the Jam Fest. it's going to be going on all day from about 12 noon all the way up until midnight, I believe. And it is at the 1909 Suburban Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. So you can look it up online on Facebook, or you can show up again to that address, 1909 Suburban Avenue in St. Paul, Minnesota. And just come out and have fun, man. They're going to have all types of stuff for the kids, and it's going to be a good time. Over 25 artists performing. It's going to be lit.
Well, I wish I was at home to, you know what I'm saying, show you love and support, but you know I would be there if I could. So you ready to keep the show moving, get on to our next caller?
No doubt. I'm coming to you, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I've been here already. You feel me? I'm coming out there.
For sure.
Vermont, what's up?
Yeah, definitely. We definitely need it, man, because you know what I'm saying. I'll touch into more of that on towards the middle of the show. Black Terror, who do we have next?
What's up? Got 252236.
Hello.
252. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Vlad K. I wasn't sure if you're gonna hear me or not. Y'all hear me now?
Yeah, we got
yeah,
you, bro.
Yeah, we can hear you, brother. What's good?
All right, cool. What's up? My name is YWK. I'm from the LFE Lyrical Physicians. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, all that at Lyrical Physicians. It's FLOSICIANS. I am actually the CEO of said more or less platform label, YWK. Just recently dropped an EP on the 30th. Getting pretty good feedback on it so far. Like, it's got a little right at about 400 plays thus far over the past 2-3 days. So I'm, you know, kind of hopeful for that going along. And my dumbass actually forgot to put the hidden track I was supposed to put up there as a sneak peek into what's coming on the album. That's actually going to be dropping tonight on my Facebook page, as well as on SoundCloud. You can find us on SoundCloud at, let's see here, it's soundcloud.com/LFE artist, and that's going to take you straight to the LF Lyrical Physicians page. And you can find all our music there, all the new shit, as well as B99. And we got Kush on the line, right?
Yeah, Kush Crump, man. The man with the mask. All right,
nice to meet you, brother. Nice to meet you, brother, man. Let me get you. I want to get some information from you real quick, because I'm really interested. Like, you got a chill ass vibe, and I'm digging it, dude. Like,
yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, let me get my notepad open up on my fucking computer. I'm sitting right in front of it right now. Let's see. All right. What's a good email for you, real quick, bro?
Email me at Kush, KUSH, then Krinkle, KRINKLE. T as in Tom, M as in Mary, G as in Goat, at gmail.com. Right. So Chris Krinkle, TMG, at gmail.com.
Okay, at gmail.com. Cool deal. I will be emailing you shortly after the show ends. Once I get all my side work done, like I said, you got a chill ass vibe, dude, like for real. I got a good feeling about your music and how it sounds. Other than that, I'm going to keep it shit short. I know you got a lot of other cars on the line. So y'all have a good night. Thank you for all you do. Shout out to Black Tier.
Thank you for calling in, bro. And we appreciate you guys calling in. I know you guys want to thank us, but you know, without you callers, we'd have no show. So you guys are the real stars. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it. But at the end of the day, bro, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for taking time to call in.
Hey, not a problem, brother. It helps us all out in the end.
We're gonna definitely
chop
it up, my man, for real.
I bet, Kush. We'll be talking to you soon, bro.
Yeah, no
doubt,
man.
Nice talking,
homie.
Y'all, catch y'all boys later.
Yes, sir. All right, let's keep it moving. Black Terror, who do we have next?
415-341.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is OMF from San Francisco. Blackout.
Hey,
Radio.
San Francisco.
What's going
down?
On?
Water's in the house.
Hey, man, I'm actually from Oxnard, you know what I'm saying? I was born in Monterey, California, you feel me?
Yeah, all right. I'm just calling in to give a shout-out to you, Blackout Radio. And I'm just out here. I just came back from doing this. Was on the Deadly Sin Tour out in Las Vegas. Just got back last night. You know, the show was going on. We're getting ready to work on, get ready to go out to the BET Awards and BET Hip Hop Awards, I'm sorry, in Atlanta, Georgia on September 14th and headlining that, and then the ACP Festival in October. And I'm also working on some stuff, working on doing this community TV show out here in San Francisco on Channel 29. And we're doing a show called What Happened to Hip Hop, and we're going to have an open dialogue on what we think happened to hip hop, what it should sound like and what happened, what it should sound like in the future. Have open dialogue on that. So I'm working on that.
Mm-hmm.
And also working on some, I'm trying to get, working on getting on the Wu-Tang War Order Tour also, and the Icons Legends 25 City Tour too. We're working on that too. But, and also just out here promoting my music and just trying to keep hip hop alive, the art of the music and the art form keeping alive. So that's what I'm just out here, just making hip hop. And I'm just giving that shout out to Royal Crush Radio Entertainment, LaVar Hayes, and Jess Jones, Get Money, Stop Hating tour. Just did a show with him and out here in Oakland. And that's what I'm going to be working with out in and the BT Awards. He have an after party out there. And the AC3 Festival, the big hip-hop industry thing. So I'm out here just promoting music and just keeping hip-hop alive, man. Real hip-hop.
Big shout-out to, Royal Crush and LeVar Hayes. They're actually colleagues of ours, on the same broadcast, just on a different day. And LeVar Hayes, I would say, he's kind of like been a big brother to me, Like, when I started out doing radio, he's already had some, background in the music biz. So he would actually take time out of his day to give me some pointers and all that, and I greatly appreciated that. So big shout out to LeVar Hayes, for taking time out of your day to help others, Because there's a lot of I think that's one of the main there's millions of reasons why there's some hip hop is, how it is today, and I think part of the main reason why is there's not a lot of people out there that want to help, the up-and-coming people. Like, there's people out there that are up-and-coming that are so hungry, and all they need is to be given pointers, and their drive and dedication, is better than anybody else's I've seen, but they're not given a fair shot. So it's like to have somebody show appreciation as a, like that is a huge, I respect the hell out of that. So once again, shout out to LeVar Hayes.
Yeah. And not only him, like I said, Jess Jones is doing another great person that's helping people as unsigned and independent artists and people that's not getting the exposure, just like you said, because like the people that came from nothing and people that supported them, they're the ones that left us behind, and they're the ones that's charging us $100,000. Who people in the hood got
a sad fact that I learned that I picked up, I don't know if you guys will agree with this, but half of the best artists that I've heard to date, we're talking lyrically, we're talking flow-wise, we're talking the whole package, half of the greatest artists that I have heard of today in all those categories are underground artists. There's some artists that I heard that are underground that I'm sitting there thinking, how the F does he or she not have a record deal? How the frick do they not have it? Like, as talented as they are, how the hell do they not have it?
Because the people, like I said, it started with the people that sold out hip-hop, them people that made their money and forgot about the people that can flow. You understand? Now, they don't have to have talent no more. They done changed the game up. And they ones that sold out hip-hop from the beginning with that shake your booty music. You know what I'm saying? And then they the ones that promoting that stuff now. And it's the OGs that ruined hip hop. So it's not the young people that ruined hip hop. It was the OGs that sold out our art form and now is out here promoting this nonsense, and they should know better. And they the ones that left the people that used to buy their records when it was whack. You know what I'm saying? We used to support them and buy their T-shirts. And like you said, these people done made money now. And, like, they act like they don't know nobody no more. They done made their money off of us. They used us and abused us. Money made us support them. And soon as they made $1 million, now they charging people $100,000 to make a hit. Who in the hood got $100,000?
That's it. Yeah, no, exactly. And as much as I appreciate you calling in, homie, and as much as I can go on and on about this, this conversation, bro, we do have to keep it moving. Yeah. So if you'd like, all I ask is I ain't gonna be rude. I'll let you, I'll let you finish what you want to say. And just if you can, I know you talked about your music, but you didn't throw your links out there. Throw out your social media so we can go check that out.
Yeah, I'm on map. I'm on Facebook under OMF Posse. I'm on Reverb Nation under OMF Posse. I'm on SoundCloud on OMF Posse. So like I said, that's where you can find my music and find about me, and you could you also have another website called OMF Freestyle Battling. So if y'all want to practice battling too, and just for fun and stuff like that, and not taking it so serious, I have a website too on that also. So I'm out there just trying to keep the real music, the art form alive. That's all. I'm not no hater or nothing. Just trying to keep the hip hop. And I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to promote and give my some dialogue And, you know, just trying to keep the art form alive. That's all. Just have something
hey,
to say. You know?
We appreciate you no calling doubt. In, bro. And like I said, I would give you more time, but, you know what I'm saying, we try to have all love, get everybody on as, you know, as much as we can. So the next show is actually, let me tell you real quick, the next show, so that way you can pencil it down, because I'd like to have you call back in if you're interested. It's going to be July 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So July 17th.
I'm OMF. I'm from San Francisco. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey,
talk to you.
No problem, bro.
Glad
to have
you on, bro.
Peace.
All right, so before we get to our next caller, Kush, is there anything you would like to add? You want to promote anything, give any shout-outs, anything like that?
I want to shout out him, man. OMF, man, he dropped knowledge, you feel me? Like, yeah, he dropped knowledge. Oh, shout-out Parole Street. In Annapolis, Maryland, my man Art, Young Art. Look him up on YouTube, Lil Art. He got a freestyle out right now. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So check him out. Also, look up Privileged Society on your social medias, on Facebook and on Instagram. It's Takeover Money Gang. Chris Corleone, Angelo Raymond. It's their clothing line. You know what I'm saying? The label. You know, check them out.
And, yeah, just to touch up on what you said real quick about him, you know, spreading knowledge, I honestly, if I had it my way, bro, I would put the whole show on just talking about, you know, knowledge and hip-hop and stuff like that, because it's stuff that I think people
right.
need to hear. But, you know, my thing is like, you know, there is callers that are, you know, working, you know, jobs that are calling in from their jobs that, you know, still haven't hit the line. So I try to give people as much time as I can to spot, you know, that's why if I ever like offend anybody by cutting y'all off, just know it's not anything I mean to do. It's out of love. I just try to get everybody on. So once again, shout out to him who just called in, and definitely I want to try to get him back on the show next time, and we might actually have, you know, a segment where we just, you know, talk knowledge.
Right. Hip hop. Talk about it. Let's talk.
All right, so Black Tear, who do we have next?
304-627. What's up? What's going on, y'all? This is Jaycon, man, from the DMV, Rock Gang Entertainment, man. What's up?
What's up?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
My, you know, cool and just grinding, man. That's it, day by day.
That's what's up,
fam.
All
you can do.
So what you got
what's
for us today? What you calling in to promote?
July 5th on any music site out there. You can even Google my name, J-I-K-O-N. It's going to pop up. All my music going to pop up on any site you can think of, except for Pandora. But I got songs out there on there already. All I got to do is just Google me, J-I-K-O-N, on my social medias, all that'll pop up. Video going to drop after that. Probably like a couple weeks after that video going to drop too. I ain't got all the places that are going to drop yet, but 9 times out of 10 it's going to be on MTV, all that good stuff. What else we got? We got the Rock Gang Entertainment clothes coming soon. Also, we working with the Vahes. We got a couple shows coming up. Atlanta, Pittsburgh, PA, Baltimore, a couple other places too. We're working with him, so shout out him too. Photo shoot coming soon, videos coming soon. We got a lot of stuff coming soon too.
I want to give you a shout out, homie, because I know I've heard your name on this show before, and you know I appreciate you, you know, taking time to call back in, and you know I always appreciate, you know, any of the callers that take time out of their day. So salute to you, fam, for calling in and showing love and supporting the show.
I appreciate it. Definitely appreciate it too. Oh yeah, I got 4 artists signed to my label too under me. You can follow them too, Instagram, social media, any of that. You hit them up at Where Jug At. That's WHEREJUGGAT at TTGBlack, TTGBLXCK 1994. Also, I got another one who just signed with us at Swindle Freak, SWENDLE_freak. And they got some heat too, man. They got videos out. They got all that out, man. Songs out, SoundCloud mostly. But, you know, they doing their thing too, man. A couple of them been on here before. But they definitely going to be back, you know what I'm saying, in tune with y'all, and definitely going to be on here promoting as much as possible too.
All right, I definitely appreciate that. Now, I don't know if you heard, but we're now over 40K listeners worldwide. I know last time you called in, I was talking about 35. We have now officially reached over 40K. So once again, shout out to everybody that has shown, you know, support and, you know, show love to the movement and the broadcast, you know. And my quick question for you, homie, is for anybody that might be listening in that wants to check out your music, but they say they might have a very certain taste. Give us three words to describe, you know, what to expect from you as an artist. Like, what are three words, you know, to describe you as an artist that you would say?
Very ambitious. I'm realistic and determined, basically. I mean, that's all you really need right there. That's all, that's all that really matters right there. So, I mean, some down-to-earth shit. I mean, I got songs for ladies. I got club songs, street songs, shit for the world, what's going on in the world nowadays. Like, I switch it up a lot. I don't just keep it on one topic. I just always trap music. I switch it up, you know what I'm saying? And that's for all my artists. That's all we do. That's why I really connected with these guys. And, you know, we got a great inventory of music that's going to drop. And when we drop, it's going to hit hard, you know?
For sure, so, fam. And we definitely do have to keep it moving, fam. And I appreciate you calling in. And once again, if you caught it with the other caller, next show is July 17th at 6 p.m. So if you're free then, I'd like to hear from you again, bro.
Definitely. And shout out to everybody on here, all the independent artists. Shout out to Vahe, Black Ted, John Taylor. Everybody, man, just keep doing y'all thing. We down to network, features, whatever. We down to do it, man. You know?
All right,
yo,
for sure,
I'm
a fan.
I'm going to actually be back that way next month, you feel me, out in the probably Annapolis, Maryland area. So, you know, I'm gonna hit you up on social media and see what's up.
That's a bet. We got studios out there, videos, all that. I'm right down the street in Greenville, so it ain't too far from me. So, it just definitely just holler at me, bro.
Yeah, we going to definitely, bro. Yeah, for
sure. I bet.
All right. Thanks, bro, for calling in. Appreciate it. All right, so Kush, what do you think about getting? What do you think? Should we get to a song, or do you think we should take one more and then get to a song?
I think we should fit one more in, man. Let's talk to the people, you feel me?
Facts, okay, Black Terror. Who do we have next?
504-858. 504-858. All right, 313-690.
What up, though? This is your man, Deacon Israel, calling from the 313 Detroit City. What's popping?
What's going down,
man?
Detroit City, man?
Shit, man. Same old thing everybody else doing, man. We working over here like y'all working over there, man. How y'all feeling on this 4th of July weekend?
No doubt, man. I'm feeling great, dog. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things going on.
That's
same here,
hearing,
bro. I'm feeling good down here. I'm actually shocked. I'm not, you know, kind of hungover as much as I drank last night. You know, I had a half a cup of UV Blue, had two Black Raspberry Mike's Hard. I had a gin and tonic, two bottles of it, and actually went live showing off to my friends. I'm like, don't ever say you can outdrink me. I am the undisputed, undefeated drinking champion of the world. Remember that. And then I just ended the video. So thank God I'm able to do the show, man, you know, as much as I drank last night.
Yeah, you sound like you was white boy wasted.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's funny, though, is all my friends tell me, like, dude, you're funny as it is, but, like, you're 10 times funnier. Like, I guess one of my boys told me a story once, like, dude, you got hammered, you were walking out of the bar, you know you were doing the MC Hammer Can't Touch This dance all down the sidewalk. I said, oh, shit, was I really? It's like, dude, yeah, you were killing people. Like, I literally was like, hammer time, and I did the whole dance. It was crazy.
You got that locked into your muscle memory reflex. That's crazy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I know Mr. Black Taylor's running the boards. He saw it on my old – I had an old video of it on my live, and even he shared it and was like, you know, I give you an E for effort, fam, but, I mean, it wasn't bad at all. I mean, it was good, though.
That's what's up, man. I'm just out here, man. I'm excited about my project. And actually on my birthday, Sunday coming up, it's called Folklore, Gift from the Gods. It's all independent on my independent production and publishing Tapeworm Hustle Productions, Red Diamond Label Publishing. I don't ever really say that when I call in, so I will be remiss if I didn't do it right now. So I'm just out here, man, doing the same thing all y'all doing, just grinding, trying to get them 40,000 tuning in. I'm trying to do 10,000 first week out, break some records, make some history, you know what I'm talking about?
Right, for sure.
And real quick, I want to say something, man. Since you said it's your birthday on, you said Sunday, right?
Right.
All right, as a birthday gift to you, once you get off the air here, add me on Facebook, Brad Born, B-R-A-D-B-O-U-R-N, and I will send you my email. And as a birthday gift to you for showing love to the show, we will play one of your songs live on the air on our next episode. Sound good, fam?
Oh, that's right. Excellent. I'm going to shoot you the whole album with the artwork. How about that?
That'd be dope too, fam. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you feel like. And if you actually got a pen right now, you can send it to radio802@yahoo.com. Radio802@yahoo.com.
All right, yeah. Radio 802. I'm going to try to remember that. I'm actually in the mall trying to do some 4th of July shopping, but I'm going to try to remember that. Radio 802@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and it's all one word.
All right, we're going to do that. We're going to do that, man. Y'all keep pushing everything, man. We, like, going to change the world with this independent movement, man, because, like, the commercial people, the people with the money, they don't run shit. We run shit because we buy that shit. So if we support each other, we're going to be bigger than them. You feel me?
And before you get off the air, homie, have you got any questions for my special guest host, Kush? Kush Kringle is his name, but you can call him Kush.
Well, only thing, man, is just like, what is your preference as far as, and this might be something listeners might enjoy listening to, too. I don't know. I'm speaking for myself. But do you prefer physical copies or digital? You know, break it down for me.
As far as, like, with the albums?
Yeah. As far as, like, when you get that product, you know.
I like physical copies. Because then you can have more of an interaction with the artist, get out some questions that you might have about it before you buy it. You know what I'm saying? It's more personable, you feel me, than getting it online, you know what I mean? So
right.
That's
well, definitely,
you know what
I feel
saying?
The same way. I got to go both routes myself, but actually the physical is a way better, like you say, a personable experience. So I just wanted to see if anybody else felt the way I do, and I see – like great minds think alike, you feel me?
And to touch up on it real quick, fam, because we do got other callers, I'll just say real quick on, my opinion of it. I actually haven't had either or yet. I was actually in the process of doing, like, my own mixtape. And then, I'd have to actually travel 600 miles on a Greyhound just to go out to Utica, New York to record because, nobody out in my state at the time I was cool with that had a studio. So, after I come back, I was only able to do, say, 5 songs. And I was thinking about the same thing. Do I want it digital or would I rather – me as somebody who has bought in both, digital and, personal ones, I personally get a better response, I believe, under the personal ones because, like Kush said, you get to meet the artist yourself that you're buying the album from and you can shake their hand, you can interact with them, say, even if it's for – hey, how's it doing? Thanks for supporting. Having an artist sit there and say, thanks for supporting it, it means a lot. To me, that's better than the album itself, you know what I'm saying? Because that just shows that they're humans just like us. They appreciate the love just like anybody else. Don't get me wrong, I have nothing against digital, but my whole thing is like digital, for all you could be supporting the most biggest scumbag on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have an idea of the person that I'm getting to know before I buy their music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's 100.
Because I don't want to support people that are sitting there talking about, Aston Martins, Lamborghinis, and stuff like that. And then in reality, they're like, hey, can I borrow $5 for a cheeseburger? Well, where's this Aston Martin and, Lamborghini you have in your music? You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's 100 right there. That's real talk.
So
but yeah, man, y'all keep doing it, man. I'm gonna keep supporting, and I'm always looking forward to hearing new artists and independent folks on the Blackout Radio Network. Cause this, like I say, this is what we do. We support each other. We gonna blow each other up. You feel me?
For sure, right. Fam. And I appreciate you calling in. And once again, next show is July 17th at 6 p.m.
All right, I'm gonna. You say that's what you say that email was again? One more time for me, bro.
Radio802@yahoo.com. It's all one word.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
All right, fam. I appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right,
bro.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
You too. So. All right, Kush. Are you down to take a quick intermission, or do you want to keep the callers going? I'll let you decide for us, homie.
Go ahead. Hit a little song real quick, man.
All right, this song, since it's an old school show we're doing right now, I say old school when I'm reality talking about, you know, late 80s into the mid 90s. You know, this is one of my songs that I used to listen as a kid growing up. I think, if I'm not mistaken, this this actual album dropped in 1993. This is more of an R&B, so I'm going to slow down the show, you know, from all the, you know, great conversations we had. I'm going to lighten the tone a little bit with this track, and this is How We Do It by Montel Jordan.
Hey.
This is how we do it.
It's a shock cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party.
From the west side,
this is how we do it. Montel. This is Percy, man, the barber, your barber. Man, I'm sitting up here listening to your tape, dude. And this shit is on, man. You gonna make it, cool. Dude, keep on doing what you're doing, man. My phone number is area code 909-082. Give me a call, man. We're getting ready to step out to the Fox Hills Mall right now. But it's Monday morning, about a quarter to 11. Peace.
B-Dubs, you got locked.
Ooh, that's one of my favorite songs growing up as a kid. You know, for those who don't know, I'm a 90s baby, so I, you know, used to listen to that in the car with my pops. And, you know, what do you think of that song, Kush?
Man, that was a hit, dog. Like, anytime you put that on, it got the party jumping.
For sure, fam. And we actually, you know, need to get to our next caller. So do you want to throw any links out there real quick? Once again?
Yeah, man, follow me on Facebook, Rashawn Kush Crinkle Wallace. Follow me on Instagram, Kush _ Crinkle, Twitter, Kush _ Crinkle. You know what I'm saying? Look me up on Google, Kush Crinkle, YouTube. It'll pull up everything, interviews, videos, you know. Check me out, man. Show love. Real power music.
And one quick thing before we get to our next caller. Also, guys, for those who have heard, you know, from prior shows, I help out an artist and manage an artist by the name of Prentice out of Vegas. He actually just sent me a text during that last intermission, and he wanted me to promote the Pandora station. He actually has his own Pandora. So all you got to do is go under Pandora, under search, and type in Prentice. That's Prentice. And if you haven't heard his music before, definitely check it out. On YouTube, same thing, Prentice. And go check out that Homies joint he just dropped. It has a Tupac Changes feel to it. You know, he tells a story and, you know, what he does. And he's one of those new artists. He doesn't cuss in his music, you know, which is rare nowadays. So if you guys are into music like that, be sure to go check it out. But without further ado, yeah, let's get to our next caller, Black Hair.
Got 515-650.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Midwest Matthew calling from Des Moines, Iowa. What's up with you guys?
What's up with it, my man? How you feeling?
Hey, what's up, Midwest Matthew?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, not much. What's up? Just chilling. Yeah, I started some promotion. You know, if you guys care about the Des Moines hip hop scene at all, I got a new YouTube channel up. It's called Des Moines, DesMoines Lyrical, Des Moines Lyrical. If it's easier for you, just go on Facebook and type in facebook.com/DSM, like D as in dog, S as in Samuel, M as in Matthew, then Lyrical. So that one is just showcasing different people in the area that are, you know, doing their thing lyrically, you know, so they all spit a verse, a cappella, or verses a cappella, and we get it on film. Secondly,
I
dropped an album. Yeah, thanks. And then secondly, I dropped an album last month. It's called Hashtag Rap Music. So if you go on Spotify or anything like that, iTunes, and type in Midwest Matthew, you'll see my album on there. And then as well as SoundCloud, I'm on SoundCloud under Midwest Matthew. Midwest like the region, Matthew with two T's.
And I want to shout out you real quick, fam, because last you've been a huge supporter of the show as well. And the last show,
mm-hmm.
Kush, this dude right here, Midwest Matthew, he actually spit a fire verse that he wrote. You remember the video game Mortal Kombat?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He actually
you
did
want me
a
do that
sick
one?
Ab-
I'll do it real quick.
If you want, bro, would you like to hear it, Kush?
Yeah, let me hear something.
Okay,
right,
yeah, if
ahead,
you play
man.
Mortal Kombat, hey, you can check out this Mortal Kombat rap I did. So this is the Mortal Kombat. If you play it, you'll know some of the characters, I'm saying. Okay, so it goes. I told her, get over here like Scorpion. And she slid straight to me like Sub-Z. And I'm about to beat it up, two mortals combating. And y'all can't see me like I'm Reptilian. I'm spitting that hot shit, now that's Reptile, man. I'm just trying to cut like Baraka and get her energized and electrified like Ray Den. She's at a crib kicking it, Johnny Cage, I guess. And she's exercising on the bike, she's so Luke Kang. And I'm rolling that green chick, but no, not Jade. Then she gave me that eye that could set your soul on fire. It's like a laser from Kang, no. I threw my hat like I'm Kung Lo. I whisper to the room. We disappear like smoke. I show her what I can do. I mean, I'm really your boss. And the X-Men couldn't hack it. She called him a fake night wolf. And it goes on from there. This is an old rap I wrote, so I can't remember the rest. But, yeah.
Hey, we appreciate it.
All right, man.
Yeah,
yeah. We actually got a lot of callers and a lot of callers in the queue, fam. So we do got to keep it moving. But I appreciate, you know, your support, Midwest Matthew, and you know, you've been a supporter since, you know, pretty much day one. So shout out to you, fam.
Yeah, definitely. All right, thanks for letting me call in and everything. I'll talk to you guys later. See you.
Yeah, stay blessed, bro.
Peace. All right, Black Terra, would you like to send us our next card?
434-401.
Yo, it's your boy Jay Kidd of the Homer Sons ENT based out of Virginia. What's good with you?
What's happening, bro? Feeling the vibes, man. What's going down with you?
Not much. All I got to promote is new mixtape, Homer Sons' new mixtape, The Best We Can, Vine 2, Drive 13-11. The first one on Death Pimp and Spinrilla. I got the CEO back making beats. You got a song. CEO of the company got a song out called Help Save Andre. It's about his brother who's fighting a rare disease. He's a nice case study. Go check that out on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, man. No doubt, man. Where can they find you out on social media?
All you got to do is Google the Homer Sons, ENT, and everything will pop up.
My man.
All right, Sam.
Cool.
Is that all you got? Or?
That's all I got.
All right, I appreciate you calling in, and if you didn't hear earlier, next show is July 17th at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I'd like to hear from you again if you're free to call in.
I'm free. I'll be calling in. I love the show. I'm a fan of the show.
I appreciate it, fam. That means a lot to all of us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, you take care, homie, and stay safe.
You too.
Stay blessed, man.
Hello. Happy 4th of July.
Same to you as
Same
well.
Same to you, bro.
All right, Black Terror, who do we got next?
903-306.
Yo, what's good with y'all? How y'all doing today?
Hey, I'm good, man. What's going down with you, my man?
Nothing much, man. Just chill. It's been a while since I've been able to call in, you know what I'm saying? Been trying to work, stack this bread. But you know what I'm saying? I got my little bro here with me, too, you know?
What's up, man? What's up, man? This is Montavious, man.
What's going on, Bam?
Oh, nothing much, man. It's been a while since I've been on this show, man. I'm trying to get back right again, man.
Hey, well, you're always welcome on here, fam. You know what I'm saying? We always support any artist. You know, anybody who supports us, we support you. So thank you for coming back.
Oh, man, y'all welcome.
So what you got for us tonight?
I got a little song I kind of want to spit.
All right, real quick, let me just say to all the callers in the queue, please hold right where you are. We're gonna get to you as soon as we can. If you can, bro, try to stick it to try to stick it to like 12 minimum, just so that way, you know, all the callers that have been waiting to get on, you know, they don't hang up. We don't want that.
Okay.
All right.
Denying your fate will put you in states. Mind of a killer, disgrace to your race. Love is a word, has no meaning to taste. And I love the fact that you're repping by drugs every day. Yeah, ain't no more juice in your flame. I lit up the torch and I carry the fame. You ain't got love for the game. Oh, I put on for the game. Spitting that shit while I'm whipping it. Ride a 16 while I'm sipping it. Baby, pacing this shit. I know I'm innocent. You was forbidden to be on this tip of shit. Don't give a fuck cause I meant to this. Don't give a fuck cause you don't give a fuck. Call up your cousin and load this shit up. Money, my motto, deliveries are potent. Combining the two so I had to stay focused. Ain't no competition. Many is hopeless. The one I blow, I pray to God I stay blowing. Mine high, stay higher than opium. It's just a little song right there.
What do you got
nasty
to say to that, Kush?
That's nasty right there. I need to look you up, man. I got to find some more of that.
appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. Man, you could style,
man.
If you want to, man, I have a SoundCloud and everything. You can find me on SoundCloud as Jamar Saint. I got a couple tracks, Roll Up and Rise Above It. I think y'all might like that.
I'll definitely go check it out. And actually, I know last time you asked if we have a SoundCloud. We actually got one set up ourselves now. So just go on and type in 802 Radio on SoundCloud, and we will follow back. Even though I run it myself, I say we because this is a movement. You know, I try to have all my callers tune in there as well. And, you know, the people they want to hear, people that call in and support, you know, we all follow you. I didn't do this myself, you know, without y'all, I'd have no show, so that's why I say we. So be sure you go follow me on, 802 Radio on SoundCloud, and I'll follow back.
I already said 802 Radio.
Yep, and it has a picture of a mic, and it's in white writing. It's a white background, red writing, and it has a mic on it.
For sure. I see you
I appreciate
now.
It. I appreciate it, fam. I don't want to try to cut you off so quick, but we do got other callers in the queue, and show only goes until 7:30. So you got anything else you want to add before we get to our next caller?
Yeah, y'all can also look me up on Facebook, Montavious Sharp, man. So that's all I want to say. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you,
bro,
for calling in. Keep pushing.
Stay blessed, guy, first.
What I like about that, about that caller, Kush, is I love how, you know, we slow down the mood, you know, we slow down the show with that, you know, Montel Jordan track, and then he comes with the fire again, you know, getting us all hyped.
Right.
So, you know, big shout out
to
you, man, for doing your thing, homie.
Straight up.
So you wanna throw your links out one more time so anybody in the queue can go check you out as they're waiting to get on?
Yes, sir, yes, sir. You know, find me on Facebook, Rashawn Kush Crinkle Wallace, you feel me? Instagram, Kush_Crinkle. Twitter, Kush_Crinkle. You can find me on Google, you know, Kush Crinkle, or YouTube, Kush Crinkle. Look me up, you know, interviews, videos, updates.
All right, and to all the callers in the queue, please hold. We're going to keep getting to you as soon as we can. We're just trying to make sure we get to everybody. So please do not hang up or else you guys will lose your spot, and we don't want that to happen. So, Black Terror, who do we have next?
313-626.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, what's going
on?
Yeah,
what's going down?
What's happening with you?
What's your name? Where you calling out of, homie?
Boy, you about to get killed. It's your brother, man.
I know that, but you gotta tell us who you are, man. Because I mean, I know who you are, but I can't.
I keep forgetting I'm on the damn radio station. What's good with everybody?
What's going down, homie?
I'll use his real name,
man,
because I don't want to use his Facebook name, because I don't want to say you're on the line with these nuts, because that would just sound weird. But you know, this is Daryl. So you know, this is my homie Daryl. You know what I'm saying? He's actually made a. And as he said, not just homie, brother, you know what I'm saying? He's been there for me when a lot of others, you know, haven't been. So shout out to you for that, fam. And he's also made a couple of my graphic arts. I say a couple. I've only had like four, but he's basically made every one. So if you guys like it, go check it out. You know, he did this thing with a giant robot in the background chasing me. It's absolutely sick, guys. I mean, you'll absolutely lose your mind when you see it. So
that's what's up.
All right, man. If y'all need some graphics done, you know what I'm saying, just get at me, you know what I'm saying. I'm on Facebook. It's, you know, these nuts. Just look for a guy sitting in front of a big semi-truck. It's been a while since I've been on the radio, man, because I've been doing over the road. But I just wanted to share with y'all, you know what I'm saying, a little bit of my gift.
Hey, I appreciate it, fam, and you gotta change that name, man. I mean, you're my boy, but I mean, especially when I go to tag you, I'm like, hey, big shout out to D's Nuts for this epic art. You know how many people laugh at me for that, dude. So I mean, you gotta change it, fam, because I mean, I want to give you credit, but people think you're being a sarcastic asshole, because I'm like, shout out to D's Nuts, and I'm tagging, you know.
Right.
But
I'm
all right, fam,
I'm gonna go ahead and do about it.
That's funny.
I'm going to do about a little 12 bars for y'all.
All right, Sam, hold on real quick. Before you do, Kush, would you like to do the honors and tell the callers to please hold and don't hang up?
Oh, yeah, man, keep it tuned with the guys with the master plan, you feel me? We're going to get to you real quick. Don't hang up on us, man. We want to hear from everybody that's on the line.
All right, so anytime you're ready, bro.
So I'm only your soul, leave me in the light. I'm only dust, don't sweep me from your sight. There's treasure in a temple that only I am, at war with every demon I fight. See, I need a napkin. Feed in my spirit the words that come from them chapters. He prepared a table in the midst of my enemies. Best believe I'ma leave crumbs on a casket. And they say actions louder than words. The word of God develop my passion. I feel your presence, the agony's absent. Lord, take the wheel, because I don't want to crash it. Chances make champions. Christ created legendary vessels. Ain't nobody mad but the devil, not a Holy Ghost presence consuming the room. I'm convinced that nobody could do it like you. I jumped off the bench, he threw me the oop. I barely ball, never knew I could hoop. Don't bite on that lie, you can chew on the truth. He broke bread with us all, what you do with your food.
Ooh. You know what I like about that? You know what I like about that, Kush? I don't know if you caught it, but my boy here did not cuss once. Did you notice that?
Yeah, man, but he was speaking straight, like knowledge, like you have to really listen to the words, you feel me, the message he was getting across.
All right, Sam.
Yeah, yeah, man, you're really doing your thing out here, Brad, man. Keep it up, bro. I'm going to stay tuned.
Hey, thanks, fam. I really appreciate it, and what we talked about last night, I hope you come out to the 802 soon and kick it with me.
Oh, for sure. No problem, bro.
Because if I'm not mistaken, somebody issued an open challenge on the basketball court. When I tell you I got the shooter's touch, man, I'm like Larry Bird mixed with Charles Barkley. I mean, you don't want none of this, fam. I'm telling you.
All right. Yeah, I can throw a mean-ass elbow. That's about it. But y'all keep a lookout for me on Facebook for these nuts, man. And I'm going to change the name eventually. They told me I couldn't change the name no more, so I'm probably have to create another page, but I'm going to hit you up because I'm on GTA Online. I ain't trying to get popped.
All right, fam, and we definitely got to keep the show going, and I'll hit you up off the air, homie.
For real.
All right, man.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
Stay safe, bro.
All right, once again, shout out to my homie Daryl. I was about to say D's Nuts, but that would have sounded just weird, so shout out to my homie Daryl, you know what I'm saying, for calling in. He's been, as he said, you know, he's a brother of mine, so... Definitely appreciate the support, my man. All right, Black Terror, who do we have next?
346-202. Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm calling in from Spain.
Say it again, bro.
I'm calling in from Spain. I got a message from you guys on Facebook.
Oh, wow, that's what's up, fam, all the way from Spain. Oh, wow, that's the first time on the show so far.
Yeah, it's my first time being on radio. My name is Eda Race. I'm a SoundCloud artist. That's where I upload most of my music. And I have Facebook, Reverb Nation, Instagram, everything. I'm just, I'm only 20 years old and stuff. I'm just trying to get myself out there. And
well,
that's
we
what's
definitely up, appreciate homie. It. Definitely appreciate it, fam. And if you didn't hear earlier, right now, currently, 40,000 people are hearing your name, fam. So if you promote anything, you got 40,000 people tuning in. So you never really know who's listening. So just, you know, you're doing a great job. Do you want to promote anything, like your album, concerts, et cetera?
Yeah, I have a new EP that just dropped. It's called Born Innocent, Grown Guilty. It's a collaboration piece, project that I did with this Nashville-based funk artist, and his name is Baker Yamaker, and he's also on SoundCloud. My username is ed_arrays on SoundCloud, so if you type in soundcloud.com, ed_arrays, my profile will come up and you can listen to it. I like to spit for you guys as well if I have the opportunity.
For sure. Let me just make a quick PSA to all the callers in the queue. Please do not hang up. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. Once again, we got my man. Say your name real quick again, fam.
It's Eda Race. That's my Twitter.
Eda Race. Eda Race on the line from Spain.
Yeah. From Marbella,
right, fam,
Spain.
So
it's the southern
if you can, try to keep it to, like, you know, I try to keep it to 12 just simply because, you know, show ends in about 25 minutes, and I want to try to get to as many people as we can.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I'll spit a short bars for you. Okay. My word is dangerous, my mind is painless, and my habits hazeous. After dark, I'm just intoxicated. I'm trying to free my mind of all this hatred. Why these fuckers losing faith, things trying to make the bum and soul king. No heart after life just puffing me. Cross me, you'll gag on a smoking mac. Eyes blood like a young fiend. I'm bringing the funk, you're running out of luck. Funk making all these killers prominent. Situated on this rack of dominance. Get away with murder, rap about it. I'm distributing, rolling VA cruising. I'm serving my purpose in this world for the one and only, hoping for the money. Life ain't what it seems, even when you're king.
What do you think of that, Kush?
Okay. It's coming from a real place, man. How long you been rapping, bro?
Well, I've been recording for the last 2 years, but it's really just been a hobby for my last time. I'm a student right now, and I'm just dedicating most of my time to writing music and doing all kinds of collaborations with different artists and stuff. I just really enjoy writing.
All right, bro, that's what's up, man. Keep growing, man. I can't wait to hear how you progress, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to look you up on SoundCloud and stuff, you know what I'm saying, listen to your music.
And you can also add me on Facebook as well, fam, under Brad, B-R-A-D, Bourne, B-O-U-R-N. And
the message I got was from Eddie Powell, so I don't know who that is. Is that either of you guys?
He's the guy you heard that said your number when he put you on the air. That's DJ Black Terror. He's also, he also goes by Eddie Powell. So actually, since you got the message from him, if you follow him, he tagged a link that says his broadcast will be live, and he tagged me in it. So if you want to add me, you can just get me through there too.
Okay, yeah, awesome. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, no problem, fam.
So, man, stay safe. All
right. Well, peace
out. Before we get to our next caller, Kush, I do have to say that is a huge honor right there. I mean, from Spain, all the way in Spain, bro. Like, that just goes to show how many people worldwide out there are actually tuning in. You know what I'm saying? So I can't thank you guys enough for the support. And Go ahead, Kush, my bad.
I said, that's big, man. Shout out, Black Terror, shout out you. That's big, you know what I'm saying? All the way out in Spain, yo, you reaching high limits. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's definitely
the show, man.
Hey, I'm honored to have you, fam. So let's keep it going, and let's get our next caller. Who do we got, Black Terror?
518-286.
But how are you today?
Hey, how are you? What's going on, fam?
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. What's going on? How's it going?
You talk the shit about the Asian people?
No, Black Terror, you want to hang them up? I guess this is a prank call. These people hit me up on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, Black Terror, let's keep it moving. Sorry about that, guys. These people hit me up on Facebook, and I'm looking at the message right now. It says I'm a huge fan of it, so obviously it's obviously somebody, but it's probably a troll. It's probably one of my haters, but when you got a big heart and you look out for everybody and do it out of love, you know, you got immature people that try to do stuff like this. So, let's keep it moving, Black Terror. Who do we got next?
Let's play some music off the screen and make sure these real callers.
All right, let's do the song. This next song was requested by another actual caller and another fan of the show. He's been a huge supporter of the show as well, and I posted on Facebook. If you got any requests to play on the show, just let us know a couple days in advance. And Alan Jackson out of Virginia, you know, shout out to the big homie, Alan Jackson. He's going to be on our show coming up for a co-host slot. He requested this track, and it is by the great Tupac Shakur. And I'm just going to play the song and see if you guys can guess it.
The blind stares of a million pairs of eyes, looking hard but won't realize that they will never see the pea.
song requested by a caller and a one of our biggest, you know, supporters, Alan Jackson. So big shout out to the homie Alan Jackson. You know, thanks for
speak up a little louder, Brad.
Oh, that was a song requested by a supporter of the show, and also, you know, he's a caller. He's called in before by the name of Alan Jackson out of Virginia. So big shout out to the homie. He's doing his thing. He actually posted a couple days ago that he is on iTunes, and I think he also said he's on Spotify. So big shout out to you for doing your thing, fam, and thanks for the request, homie. What you think of that track, Kush?
Man, you know, I'm a Tupac fan all the way, so any Tupac sound good with me.
For sure, same here. And I actually have nothing against Biggie, but, like, I listen to more Pac stuff than Biggie, you know what I'm saying? That's not nothing against the great Biggie, you know, but I only know Biggie is, like, you know, from Big Papa and Hypnotize Me, but, you know, Tupac, I just, for something about it, I like his style more, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm a Pac fan. I like both of them when it comes to music because they both made great music and they were lyrical, but I just like the direction Pac went in. I relate to it more.
Facts. And real quick before we get to our next caller, I do want to just once again, guys, to all the listeners, you know, I apologize for that mess up we had a couple minutes ago. You know, sometimes people can't be professional, but it happens. It's part of life. And without further ado, let's get to our, you know, last couple callers.
210-330.
Yo, what's good, everybody? What up, Chris? What's up, Blackout Radio?
Yo, yo, what's going on?
Chilling, man. This is J-Flow at On Point Records. I'm out here in San Antonio, Texas. And speaking about Pac, man, I've been going through it out here, man, with this music, you know what I mean? I done made a name for myself out here. And a lot of people love me and respect me, but at the same time, there's a lot of hate going on out here. And last week, I got shot at and shit. So, I mean, it's real out here. I mean, I've been to Detroit, like, over there where y'all at, you know what I'm saying? I've been there, and it's crazy out there, too. It's just, I don't understand the hate, though. I just don't understand. Nobody want to see nobody make it, you know what I mean?
I think everybody wants to be number one, and they want to see you do good, but they don't want to see you do better than them. And
right.
A lot of this hate for me, you know, because out here I deal with the same exact thing, homie. I mean, first and foremost, I also want to say thank God, you know, you're still with us, you know, because that could have turned serious, you know, real fast. So just thank God, you know, that nothing serious happened, you know, like you didn't get hit or anything by any of those bullets, and thank God you're still here with us. But I do want to just finish this real quick, what I was saying. I also believe that a lot of the hate I've realized is, say if you started out your dream, right? You went to somebody in your hood, and you're like, hey, you know, this is my dream to be a hip-hop artist and all that. They decide to, hey, you know what? At the time, they didn't think you were good enough. But then 4 or 5 years later, you perfect your craft. They see how good you were. They can't handle the fact that, hey, he could have worked with us. He, she could have worked with us, and they turn that into anger, I think. Because that type of shit happens to me all the time out here, you know? But feel free, Kush. Is there anything you want to add about it? I didn't mean to cut you off, fam.
No, I was saying that's facts, you know what I mean? But to me, you know, personally, as an artist going through the same struggle, I mean, I ain't getting shot at, you feel me? But, I mean,
yeah,
the same struggle, you know.
I grew up with these dudes. Like, you know what I'm saying? And we went to school and everything. And I think it's like homie said, they just don't want to see you but do better than them, like, period.
Yeah, for
right.
sure. And that happens here, too, you know. And when I say it happens here, like, it's the corniest stuff, too. Like, you know, like, to get somebody, if it was me, if I ever saw myself taking it to that level, I wouldn't. But if I did, the only way I'd ever attempt to take somebody else's life is if they seriously did something to my family. Still, it doesn't make it right. But if I ever was, you know, nowadays people would do that over heated arguments. I had somebody pull a knife on me because this guy out here in Vermont looks me dead in the eye and says, yo, I'm better than Tupac. I'm better than Biggie. And me, I have an opinion. I'm a radio personality. It's my job to tell you. It's my job to speak my mind and to try to, you know, get as many listeners and to try to reach to as many people as I can, reach out to them. And I'm a real dude. You know, if one of my boys hits me up and says, hey, can you play this on my song on your show? If I don't like it, I'm gonna tell you it's trash. I'm like, I'm not gonna have that trash on my show. I'm saying that out of tough love. You know, people out here, they take that nowadays as, oh, this dude wants to fight. Then this dude, if you want to do it that way, then you know, we can handle it however you want. But you know, it's just there's so many sensitive people out here, and I think that they can't handle it. You know.
Yes, sir. I don't want to keep y'all too long. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just glad y'all answered my call, and I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? And all I gotta say is one more thing: put your hands up and put the guns down, please, everybody, please.
For sure. And once again, fam, thank God, you know, you're still with us, and happy 4th of July to you, fam.
Yes, sir. Yes. Appreciate y'all, Cushion Blackout Radio. Salute.
And real quick, before you get off the air, caller, can you shout out Vermont for me? That's where I'm out right now. I'm out in Vermont. That's my hometown. Can you give us a shout out, Vermont?
Yeah, shout out Vermont, man. I'm here in all the way from San Antonio to Vermont, man. Shout out. Blackout Radio, all over.
We appreciate it, fam. Thank you, and once again, God bless.
Okay.
Wow, I have to take a moment real quick, Kush, and let's just take a moment and say what you want to say about that last caller, man. That's a huge, you know, real touching story, and the thing I took from it is just how quick life can be taken, you know, away from somebody. People take this life thing so much for granted, you know, like, it's not a video game. I don't know what's wrong with people. Like, you know, people are going around with guns and thinking, oh, hey, you're not thinking of the consequence. You know, if you just have a gun and you show your boy and that gun goes off, do you know how many years that is just for an accident? Do you know how many years that is?
Exactly.
Like, and people don't
exactly
seem to think that. Like, you want to fire shots at somebody just because they are successful. And the sad part of the whole thing is, like he said, they were his boys. So at some point or another,
right,
they were probably trying to teach him everything.
Right. That's usually where it comes from, too, and you wouldn't even expect it, man. I just take out of that, man. Appreciate your life. Appreciate the ones around you because you never know, man. People crazy out here these days, you know what I'm saying?
And, caller, if you're still listening, you always have a family here at 802 Radio, fam. So anytime you want to call in, you know, you're more than welcome to get on the air. But we only got 7 minutes left. Do you think we can get to a couple more callers, Kush?
Yeah, man. We got to get them on the line. You feel me? They called in. We got to get them on, bro.
All right, Black Terror. Who do we got next?
510-309. What's up with y'all? My name is Rich Twin. I'm from Northern California. How y'all doing out there, Vermont?
Doing good. What's happening,
bro?
Good, huh? I'm from Vermont, and my homie Kush is calling out of where again, Kush?
I'm out of Wisconsin right now.
Shout out to Vermont and Wisconsin.
Appreciate it,
man. What's up, homie? For sure. My name is Rich Twin. I'm from the Bay Area. I got this mixtape. I just dropped this on mymixtape.com. Spinnerella. It's called Gangland Murders on Mixtape. Y'all can go check that out. You feel me? I'm just telling folks about what's going on in the streets. You see what I'm saying? I was listening to the last caller. You feel me? When your friends start hanging, I'm keep 100 because I'm deep up in the field trying to make it out this field. The motherfuckers that's going to get you out the way first is the people close to you. It ain't the enemy. It's always your friends because they hate to see you. Friends, mine, when you succeeding, they feel like you're leaving them for dead. You're going to leave them behind. And a lot of people are impatient. A lot of people don't understand. And sometime when a person make it, he gonna take his whole family with him if we all family. As long as you got that loyalty. If you ain't loyal, motherfucker gonna leave your ass for dead. Leave your ass where you at. So yeah, that hate real.
And the thing that's hard about that, one of the hardest things is nowadays you hear what I hate is when something like that happens and you get those people that say, oh, you need to choose your friends wiser. The sad part is you really do not know who's a true friend until 9 times out of 10 it's too late. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't about that. It's just a lot of people out here misguided. They don't got no guidance. You see what I'm saying? And you can't, yeah. I can't blame them because there's a lot of people, our kids out here with no father figures in the home, with a mama just raising them, and society out here raising them. See what I'm saying? So the only thing left for these kids to know is the streets. And the streets ain't got no protection but the gun.
Right.
Yeah, for sure, fam. And then not only that, you know, you got all these, you know, all this negative other stuff that goes on in the, you know, from the news.
Period.
Rather be with the president. And that just makes people, that just triggers their anger even more. So they take that anger and frustration they have towards somebody, and they look at, you know, how hectic life is, and then boom, before you know it, people can snap, fam. You know, so.
Period. Because it's a bunch of misguided lost souls out here in these streets right now. It just need a lot of guidance put back in these streets with these fathers coming home or whatnot. But, you know, long as people ain't got no guidance, it's going to be like that. We ain't got no control over that. Only person that got control over that is society. They know what they're doing and why they made it like this. It's just for us. We just got to wake up and smell the coffee and stop falling in the trap.
Facts, bro. And you know what's weird about that is I actually posted a live about 3 hours before I went live here on, you know, 6 o'clock. So it was around 3 o'clock I went live. I said the same exact thing you're saying now. I'm like, us people, we want to blame. We easily want to point fingers at somebody like Donald Trump. Don't get me wrong. I'm not supporting him at all. But we want to point fingers at him because he's an easy target. When in reality, we are the ones that need to wake up. You know, because at the end of the day, if you look at it, this world was still slowly going downhill from, you know, George W. Bush to Obama, now to Trump, and we want to blame these people like that. If we all stood together and took a stand, we can make a difference. But this
people would rather
take 6 hours and call somebody a name than 2 hours and 2 minutes to get to know you, you know?
Yeah, because, you know, it's united we stand, divided we fall. So, you know, the longer we keep divided, they all go down.
Facts, bro. I don't want to cut you short, but I'll give you another, like, a minute and a half if that's okay, because we do got a couple other callers we have to get to.
Oh, for sure. Well, yeah, y'all, my name is Rich Twin. Y'all go check out that Gangland Murder Zone mixtape. It's telling you about facts in the street, what's going on out here in this world. You feel me? In the world that I'm living in. You feel me? So y'all go check that out. I also got a Rich Twin My Life Story Part 1 and a Rich Twin My Life Story Part 2 coming out soon. So y'all go check that out. I got videos up on YouTube. My name is Rich Twin, R-Y-C-H-T-W-Y-N. It ain't no I's. They all Y's. Go check me up. I'm on Spotify, My Mixtape, YouTube. I'm everywhere. Y'all have a nice day. I want to hold y'all up.
All right, bro. I appreciate you calling in. And once again, the next show is July 17th at 6 p.m. So I'd like to hear back from you then, and I'll give you more time. We can talk about all this again if that's cool with you, fam.
It's good. Whenever.
All right, fam. Appreciate it.
All right. Have one. Shout out.
All right, guys. So real quick before we get to our next caller, because we only got a couple minutes left, I do want to just let the people know, as I said, July 17th is the next show. That one, I've decided to do a joint for the ladies, you know, a show for the ladies. We're going to just play artists, you know, music from all the talented female artists in the game. You know, so, like, you might hear tracks from Foxy Brown. You might hear tracks from Missy Elliott. You know, you might hear tracks from – it all depends, you know. You never know. So just tune in, and it's going to be like, a women appreciation type show for the, you know, real female, you know, hip-hop icons and – you know, female MCs in the game. So, you know, shout out to all of you as well. And that show's going to be a tribute for y'all. So let's keep it moving, Black Terror. Who do we have next?
646-673.
Yo, what's up, you guys? Happy 4th of July. Sean Felder, SX Energy Drinks. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, fam?
What's going on?
All right, pretty good, man. I just want to pick a quick comment about the violence that goes on in the Black and the Latina communities. My perspective as an OG, 49 years old, when I grew up, we didn't have that much violence back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Like these cookouts. Recently, we had a lot of shootouts and cookouts in New York. It's all about the anger and frustration of certain people. Like one of the calls from Visa said, you take your anger and frustration on the next person, which is really stupidity and unnecessary, you know what I mean? Now you can't even go to a cookout and enjoy yourself. And I believe it, it's a lot of jealousy and envy going on in the inner cities. And if people don't stop to at least talk or the future situation, it gets worse and worse. So, like I said, man, if we don't unite and stick together, and I get on these politicians, I blame them too. They need to speak out and talk to these young black Latino kids that's selling that dope to your community and don't know the consequences. So it's all really on us.
And I definitely, what I have to say about that too, bro, is I definitely, you know, appreciate your call, and I hear word for word, and I agree completely with every word. And something else I forgot to mention too is I think a couple big problems, and you let me know if you agree. I think one of the biggest problems is, I think social media plays a big part of it, because if you think of the life, if you think of this world in the 90s, before social media, before everybody had this platform to go on and air their opinions and, oh, he took a picture with that person who's an idiot, that means he's an idiot, you know, before that, you know, I think this world was better. I also think that, you know, I also think that, I don't think it's the video games. You hear people say, oh, my kid grew up playing Grand Theft Auto. He's going to turn into this. I think that is complete jive. I don't agree with that at all. What I think the biggest issue is out here in Vermont. Here's a good example. The city spent over $2 million to build a big hotel. They built a big fancy hotel. Instead of calling it Holiday Inn, they called it a Motel Inn. When you look out the front window, guess what the view is out the front window? You're looking at the court office. You look out the back window, guess what the back view is? Probation and parole. You know what I'm saying? So why not take the $2 million and build an environment, a public park, or a public place where kids can go, get off the streets, you know, play laser tag, play basketball, play, you know, why blow all this money into stuff we don't need? You know, St. Albans, you literally, if you drive 10 minutes down the road, you'll pass five different banks, five different, you know, pizza places. Why not put stuff that we actually need? Why not put, you know, a youth center where kids can go and play basketball and interact with one another? I believe that's what's killing, that's what's causing this world to be so violent. You know, it's, we don't have anything like that. Like, remember when we was kids, I'm sure we all can vouch for this. Remember when we were kids, you remember the arcades that were, remember arcades, how fun those things were? Like, if I go to an arcade now,
No doubt.
We don't have
those anymore.
You know, so what are
these
kids
doing? Well,
you don't
have that. You have no social communities like the YMCA. I used to go to that back in the day. I don't see too many youth have now go to libraries. You can educate yourself and have fun. And, you know, the little programs all taken away. That's why you have a lot of these kids with nothing to do, have all this anger and start robbing and start killing people. And I agree with social media. There's two things I don't put on social media, if you want to agree. I don't put my relationships on social media, and I definitely don't put what too many moves I move. See, relationships is so vacant these days. Oh, why are you with that girl, with that girl? You know, it gets out of hand. So those are two things I don't put on social media is relationships and basically my next moves, because the envy and jealousy is just atrocious right now.
Thanks, bro. And,
that's
for
a lot
first, of peace. Coach, is there anything you want to add real quick, bro?
Yeah, oh, no, man. Like I said, man, I may be on the front cover of Words of Wisdoms magazine. Shout out Tammy Pickerson of DMAP. She's from Virginia. I was on her show last week called The Pickerson Report. That's in the works. Also, I'm doing an SX photo shoot, the Lovely Quad Live of Kinky Convo After Dark. Check out her Facebook, Quad Live. That should be during 2 weeks in July in Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm waiting to see if I won that award from D.D. Walker Image Awards last Friday. I was nominated for Entrepreneur of the Year. I'll let you guys know if I won the award. And thank all my supporters of SX Energy Drink. Check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder, SX Promotions.
And real quick, before we get before we go off the air, bro, I heard you mention something about energy drink. You have your own energy drink, fam?
Yes, I am. I'm a distributor for 8 years called SX Energy Drink. Eddie Powell tried my drink. No sugar, no caffeine. I will be sending Mr. Powell's most samples. Also, I'm also one of the front cover magazines called Pass the Mic magazine. I was on the front cover of the lovely Miss Chaz from St. Louis. We did an SX photo shoot. Check out the drink. Go to SX Energy Drink on social media and my website, www.healthylifestyleblogspot.com. Tell you the history of how I started out marketing and promoting SX Energy Drink and the success I attained this past day.
Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in, bro. And if you can, my Facebook is Brad Bourne, BradBourn.
Yes, sir.
And when you're free, I'd like to hit you up and talk about maybe see what I can do about getting myself, you know, a couple of those energy drinks out here, you know, so I can, like, spread the word out here as well and, you know, support your, you know, your brand and your label and your movement.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Brad. Check me out on Facebook, Sean Felder, Twitter, Sean Felder, and also on Instagram, Felder Sean. I got over 500 pictures of me doing events, marketing, promoting Essex Energy Drinks. Appreciate your support. And again, happy 4th of July, and be safe, guys. And please,
right,
let's stop the violence, y'all. Stop the violence.
Hey, thank you. All right, guys, that was it for the show tonight. We are going to end on a track, but before we do, I want to give a big shout-out to my co-host, you know, Mr. Kush Kringle himself. You know, for this being your first show, bro, I mean, you couldn't even tell, fam. You did an awesome job, and I'm honored to have you on the show any other time you want. Just let me know.
The show, man. Gratitude. Thank you for having me on, man. Thank you for everybody that called in to speak to us. And appreciate you having me on, Black Tail Bradborn. Follow him on Facebook. Kush Crinkle, follow me on Facebook. Update. Stay tuned, man.
And why don't you, before you get off, why don't you throw out that show real quick one more time so anybody that might just be tuning in, so they can go check it out.
Oh, yeah, man. Tomorrow, man, 12 noon to 12 midnight, out in St. Paul, Minnesota at the Jam Fest. I'll be performing as well with 25 other artists out there. It's going to be a good time. Come out, show love, you feel me? Shout out Cold Peace Radio. Shout out Gifts to the Streets. Putting everything together.
All right, guys, and once again, happy 4th of July, and the song we're going to end on here is one of my other favorites growing up, and I have a funny joke with this. To all the ladies out there that get sick of the creeps, if you guys would have listened to this song and Houdini's message, you would have known the freaks come out at night. So let's get it, and y'all have a good one, and God bless, and stay safe.
Happy 4th.
And it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just for one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts. Real tight pants, pressed mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair. And you can just about find a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life. They might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. But what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark. But most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of. And you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut. And 9 times out of 10, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. But if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night, cause
put. Get out. Valley's not.